This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 108, The Right Kind of Fame by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, bringing you the best blog content I can find and simply reading it to you. Like in elementary school, when we had to read out loud and say popcorn for some reason and call on someone else. Or was that just my school? I don't know. Anyway, it's Minimalist Monday, and I'm back with a post from The Minimalists, who actually read their posts to you in episodes 101 and 102 for the special 100th episode celebration week. So if you want to hear Joshua and Ryan reading their own content, check out those episodes. And check out their film coming out in May. It's going to be awesome. You can visit minimalismfilm.com for more info. And speaking of them, you can be in a pretty small raffle and have a great chance to win their book, Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life, if you join my weekly email list. It's free, of course, just like this podcast. And not only that, but you get some gifts from me on top of that. So to join, you can visit oldpodcast.com, or you can text the word optimal to the number 44222. Again, that's the word optimal to the number 44222, and you'll be in the raffle, which is happening in just 4 days and on the first of every month. And that's it for the intro. Let's get this going and start optimizing your life. The Right Kind of Fame by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. I'm sitting with 8 new friends in a sushi restaurant in downtown Fargo. I'm in town to speak at a conference. The restaurant's decor, drab walls, dim light, and wholesale furniture is not remarkable. The staff here is adequate, not exactly friendly, not exactly not. The food is exquisite, though. I'm working my way through a salmon roll while my new friends from the conference make light conversation, joking and laughing about this and that. Not one for small talk, I'm mostly listening and masticating. A lifelong novice with chopsticks, I force another piece of sushi into my mouth and then feel a tap on my shoulder. A petite blonde girl is standing behind me, a look of trepidation on her pretty features. She appears either excited or nervous, or perhaps both at the same time. Maybe a decade younger than me, she's too stylish to be employed by this establishment. Dark denim, a white jacket, an asymmetrical haircut. I attempt to say hello, but with an awkward mouthful of rice, I sound like a drowning man. My friend Colin, seated to my right, picks up my slack. Quote, "Sorry, but he's always this inarticulate around women," unquote. I finally choke down the half-chewed salmon and squeeze out a tentative greeting. "Hi." "Hi," she responds with a bashful smile. "I'm sorry to bother you, but are you the guy on the cover of this book?" She's clutching a copy of Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life, holding it proudly with both hands, presenting it like a doctor would a newborn to its mother. A few people at the table snicker. Yes, that's me," I say, inspecting the cover as if verifying its authenticity. "Wow, this is so cool. Would you sign it for me? And can I get a picture with you? Oh, this is so awesome. I can't believe it. I was just sitting over there reading your book, and now you're here, in this restaurant, in Fargo," she says. I look over at Colin suspiciously, assuming he's the one responsible for this practical joke. Sure, I get recognized from time to time, but come on. In a hole-in-the-wall sushi joint in North Dakota? In front of a bunch of impressive people who are clearly impressed by what's transpiring? By a pretty girl who just so happens to be reading my book at the same time I'm in town for a conference? Really? I say, staring at Colin with incredulity. What? He asks, an innocent look on his face, almost batting his eyes. You set this up. Said what up? This, you asked this girl to walk over here with my book. No, I didn't. Come on, man, no one's really going to believe this. The timing is too perfect to be plausible. You're making us look silly. By now, the rest of the table is listening, and the girl is standing behind me, book in hand. I have no idea what you're talking about, Colin insists. He's a terrible liar, so by his shocked expression, I can see he's telling the truth. He didn't set this up. This girl was not planted. None of this is rigged. This must be what it feels like to be, famous. Oh, dear. I take the napkin off my lap and stand. Hi, I'm Joshua. I know, she laughs and extends a hand. I'm Katie. I'm a hugger, Katie, I say and open both arms. She gives me a big hug. Thanks for making me look much more impressive than I actually am, Katie. She displays a white-toothed grin. Quote, I'm only about halfway through the book, but it has already put things into a new perspective for me. It's like I'm asking myself all these new questions, questions I never even thought about asking before. You know, like about my material possessions and about what I'm passionate about and questions about my relationships. It's like this whole new way of looking at things, unquote. That's when it clicked for me. It's not me who's famous. I'm not what's interesting to people. Rather, it's the message that's compelling, and I'm just a messenger, and I'm fine with that. In fact, I imagine I'd be miserable to be truly famous. That is, to be famous for the sake of being famous. Several examples come to mind. Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, the entire cast of Jersey Shore. Those people are well known only because they are famous, not for what they stand for, not for adding value to people's lives. I'm not saying they're bad people, it's just that I wouldn't want to be in their situations. However, when I'm recognized in public, it's usually accompanied by, aren't you one of the minimalists? Or, didn't you write that minimalism book? Or, thank you for your blog. Truth be told, I never thought I'd be a public figure of any sort, not even close. But now that I'm eminent to a very small degree, I'm happy that what I'm known for is the right thing. Each time I'm recognized, I'm reminded that our message is spreading, a message I sincerely believe in. We all have an identity, but what we often don't realize is that our identities are shaped by our daily actions. My daily actions of the last several years have made me a messenger for simple living, a designation I wear with pride. Standing next to Katie as we pose for a photo together, I notice I'm a foot taller than her, which seems apropos since she isn't taking a picture with me anyway. She wants a photo next to minimalism, a movement taller than us all. You just listened to the post titled The Right Kind of Fame by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. I thought this was perfect because I had a dream that I was hanging out with the minimalists and playing a board game with them, and then Joshua saw my friend and was starstruck. It didn't really make any sense, as most dreams don't, but when I saw this post, it reminded me of that dream from last night, and I had to read it. And again, if you want to be entered to win their book, you just need to be on my free weekly email list. You can join by visiting my site, oldpodcast.com, or you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. And tomorrow, I'm going to read a really good post on meditation, which is one of my favorite things, but from a brand new author to this show. I'm really excited about that, so stay tuned, and I'll see you then, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.